Ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday, September 10th, 2024. It's debate night at InfoWars. And this is your election headquarters. With 56 days until the presidential election and just a few hours, what are we, I think 5 hours away from the debate, we'll be having extended live coverage of the debate right here on InfoWars. And if I'm getting a little sappy, if I'm getting a little emotional, if I'm getting a little excited even, and I don't mean to bring it down, could be the last debate ever covered at InfoWars. So this one means a lot to us, and I hope it means a lot to you. It's an honor to bring this one to you. I think this will be my sixth presidential debate covered here at InfoWars. I'd have to go back and look at it all again, but that's where we're at. That's where we're at. But not to bring it down, because I'm very excited, and it's an honor that the most corrupt people that want to destroy our country want this show off the air. That's an honor. It sucks that we live in a world, in an America, where the First Amendment is under assault, where free speech is under assault, where independent broadcasts and news organizations are under attack. But the good news is their attacks against us have exposed them for what they really are. Now, I don't want to settle in on that, but I'd be remiss if I didn't at least put that out there. Now, we got a lot coming up. I got a ton of video clips we're going to get to. A lot of this, I'm assuming, is going to deal with what we're going to see tonight. The illegal immigration issue, the illegal alien border crossers, the Haitians, that story isn't going away. And there's a couple new ruffles in that story today. And I will tell you, there's going to be big news coming out of Texas, and there's already something big in the news today, and there's going to be more. And quite frankly, Governor Abbott and some of the other Republican leadership here are embarrassed because they've been partly responsible. And it's not like I place the blame fully on their shoulders, but they didn't push back enough against the illegal alien invasion, the illegal immigrant invasion. And so there's about to be some big stories breaking out of Texas dealing with it. And we'll have one of those today. Now, Congress is back in session, so we have a lot of updates coming from the Hill today. Democrats behaving exactly like you would expect with this session. And then just really showing their true colors, where you have a woman representing a family that lost a daughter raped and murdered by an illegal immigrant, and she's up there testifying about the problems, and the Democrats shame her. They shame her for being, as they say, used politically. And wait till you hear her retort, first her testimony, then her retort. We've got an update when it comes to the SAVE Act and the continued resolution. We'll be hearing from Thomas Massie and Marjorie Taylor Greene on that. And then we're going to be doing all of the debate buildup as we get ready for tonight's live coverage. All of that and more on this edition of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula? Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Avoiding debates. This could be the only debate that we get. Of course, we had Trump Biden, and then Biden dropped out. Now, there were supposed to be three debates between Harris and Trump. Trump agreed to all three, Harris agreed to one. That debate is tonight. We will be having live coverage right here at InfoWars with myself and the crew. Alex Jones will be joining us as well. Very much looking forward to this 90-minute debate. Now, it's very likely Kamala Harris has been giving the questions in advance. It's very likely that one of the moderators, that being Lindsay Davis, will be in Kamala's corner and anti-Trump. I might have too high hopes for David Muir, but I could see him wanting to kind of position himself and posture himself as a fair, neutral, balanced moderator tonight. But no doubt one of them will be in Trump's corner. And I would expect Kamala to have the questions beforehand. Now, there's no doubt there's going to be some things that come up. And I think the ones that are going to have the most important, the topics that are going to be the most important, if you will, it's going to be the open border. It's going to be the economy. And then I think for Trump, how he defends the attacks when they start calling him a felon and all the charges, how he responds to that is going to be key. So let's just jump right into this. Now, there's things that for me, if I'm Donald Trump, I have to say during this debate, I have to say the words political parasites. The parasitic political class in Washington, D.C., I would have a very strong yet nuanced anti-government approach kind of framing all of that. Because this is about talking to the American people, not talking to the D.C. political elite class, not talking to the big donors. You're talking to the voters tonight. I would definitely say Harris border, Harris economy. I would make sure the issue of 325,000 missing children gets platformed tonight. I would ask Kamala Harris directly if she knows where they are or if she even knows about the story or cares. I would definitely bring up the cost of living, the increase in the cost of living. The prices for food, groceries, bills, price at the pump. These are things that Trump has to platform tonight. So if the moderators won't do it, then he's going to have to do it. Now, on the felon issue, either the moderator Lindsey Davis will push him on the felon issue or Kamala Harris will. And I think Trump needs to reframe how he responds to this. You get it. It's all political corruption. I get it. It's all political corruption. But the average American, the undecided voter tuning in tonight, they might not get it. They really might not. So how do you speak to that voter, or how do you speak to somebody that might not be voting for Donald Trump, might not be decided, but how do you speak to them? How do you have a message that they resonate with? And if I'm Donald Trump, I make it not about me, not about the deep state, not about the corruption. I would make it about, and you'll steal right from the bank of the Democrats with this response. You say, you know, I, like many other Americans in this country, have been a victim of a corrupt justice system where innocent men are charged and sent to prison. Far too many Americans that this happens to. Ooh. That would hurt him. So I wouldn't even make it about the deep state. I wouldn't even make it about persecution. That's not the card to play here. It's about, I'd say it would be about the larger issue of just the average American that might know somebody wrongfully charged, wrongfully convicted, wrongfully imprisoned. Or maybe more strategically, if you look at the black American vote that the Democrats are always pandering to, when they go after Trump, like, you're bad, you're a felon, you're a bad guy. He says, you know, maybe not so much, actually. That would hit him right where it hurts. That would hit him right where it hurts. So what is Kamala's path to victory here? Is it to make Trump look bad? Is it to get through 90 minutes without coming off like a total phony? Without coming off like a arrogant bitch? Can she control herself and maintain a single accent or voice, speech pattern, cadence throughout a 90-minute debate? That might be a challenge enough for her, not to just randomly go off into some weird accent in the middle of the debate. She can't really win on policy. So the only policy I could imagine her sticking to would be abortion. Is she really going to go up there and talk about stopping energy production because of climate change? Is she really going to go up there and steal Trump's policies like no taxes on tips or secure borders? That would be bold. But, of course, they did update. Kamala Harris's official website was updated, finally has policies there. And it's like basically conservative policies now. So that's ironic. But I don't even know if that matters. I think Kamala's biggest challenge is to get through tonight and not come off like a bitch and not come off like a total phony. That, to me, is her challenge. And then Trump's challenge is to own the issues and judo all the attacks they have on him and just judo them right back. So that's how I see it going tonight. And I look forward to being here with you and the crew and Alex Jones to be covering it live responses. And then I'm sure we'll be up here a little bit after doing some responses as well. Now, in the meantime, with Congress back in session, you've got the SAVE Act. And two Republicans in the House, I would say, if you're grading congressmen and women, I don't know if there's a Democrat that doesn't get an F. There might be a small handful of Democrats that don't just get a flat out F. But there's rare a politician that gets an A. I'd say Thomas Massie probably gets an A. I'd say Marjorie Taylor Greene probably gets an A. And here's why. Because they don't play the political games. And this needs to be the future of the Republican Party. That's kind of being remade in the 2016 Trump image, if you will, where we don't play the games, we don't care about the political correctness, we don't care about the DC establishment. We're done with all that crap. So first, let's go to Thomas Massie on the floor of Congress talking about the SAVE Act, but telling it like it is. Telling it like it is, the political theater, as he calls it. And really, Massie is probably the only true conservative in the Republican Party. I'd say the closest thing to a conservative in the Senate would be Rand Paul. And then the closest thing to a conservative in the House would be Thomas Massie. And the issues now are not even conservative or liberal, progressive. It's really more America or not at this point. It's either you understand the threats America faces and you want to stop the threats, or you don't care, you're part of the problem, you are a threat to America. So conservative, liberal, progressive, this stuff kind of just comes out in the wash. But, I mean, Massey's a true conservative politically. So here he is telling it like it is, the truth about the SAVE Act, and then the political theater that's going to happen in the next weeks building up to the continued resolution. Thomas Massie in clip 26.
And I would call in Mr. Massie.
Can we be honest with the American people about what's going on here? This is political theater. I'm going to call out both sides right here. It's all posturing. It's fake fighting. We all know where it ends up. This is Groundhog Day. I don't care if the Democrat is the speaker or Republican is the speaker. We always get a CR in September, and then we get an omnibus. Sometimes there's a twist on that. We might get the omnibus before Christmas, but if we're not good, it comes after Christmas. But that's what's going to happen. And in the meantime, it's political theater. You know, we've got some, it's good theater. We've got great writers. I wish they'd just come up with a new plot. It's the same plot every fiscal year. What should we be doing? It's already been discussed. We should have done 12 separate bills. We should have done 12 separate bills. But again, whether Democrats are in control or Republicans are in control, we never do the 12 separate bills. Why do we always spend at least as much as we did last year, and why do we never cut spending? It's because Democrats want to grow the welfare state, and Republicans want to grow the military-industrial complex. And we're eventually going to get together, and they're both going to go up. I guarantee it. And both parties are just fine letting the bureaucrats do their thing, which should be our thing, according to Article 1, Section 8 in the Constitution. We are empowered with these things. Most important of the things we do is the funding, and that's the big lever we have. You know, I've sat through now almost 2 years of hearings in this Congress where we've exposed lies at the CDC, shortcuts at the FDA, unconstitutional gun bans at the ATF.
Pause it right here real quick. This is so important. This is so key. This part right here, what he's talking about. Because most Americans probably don't even understand any of this. They don't really understand the balance of power, the flows of power, Congress, the Constitution versus bureaucracy. And it might even be so bad that our own congressmen and women don't even understand it. Based off of their practices, I would assume they don't. Thomas Massie is here laying it out, and it's the truth. All these federal bureaucracies and all this federal corruption is not above Congress. They are below Congress. Congress is supposed to do oversight over all these institutions, and if there's issues, they can just shut them down, defund them, subpoena them, whatever they need to do, bring them in for hearings. Congress is in charge, not the FBI, not the CDC. Go down the list of your alphabet agencies. Congress is in charge. And so he's sitting here explaining this to the American people that, you know, you send your representative to Congress and they don't do their job. They fold like a cheap tent. They forget their role in the three branches of government. And the flow of power in Washington, D.C., and they let you down every time. And he's sick of the political theater. And he's 100% right. And so what did the founding fathers build into the political system that gives the House, specifically the House, the ability to, their most powerful move basically is to defund, to stop the funding. And so this is what he's trying to explain to the American people. We can shut all this corruption down. We just stop funding it. It's done. We have the power of the purse. That's the biggest power that the House has. And yet nobody is serious about it. Nobody seems to get it. Nobody seems to care. They just go with the political theater. And then at the end of the day, they punch their card and go home and pretend like they did something. And Massey's sick of it. And so am I. And so everything he gets into here is true. And calling out the political theater. But it's an important understanding for Americans to have. And I think it's an important, really, it should be a mainstay, I would say, for a Republican that wants to run for Congress and specifically the House. Hey, if we don't like what's going on, if we don't like seeing open borders, if we don't like seeing vaccine mandates, if we don't like seeing illegal surveillance on Americans, we're going to shut the government down. Period. End of story. Done. Defunded. Oh, you want to force a vaccine? Defund it. Oh, you want to illegally spy on Americans? Defund it. And if you're not willing to do that, then you shouldn't be running as a Republican from the year 2024 forward. And so that's what's really so important about this speech from Thomas Massie. Most Americans probably don't even understand this. They're not taught this. And so he's basically just trying to lay it out here in a floor speech. All right, continue.
FDA, unconstitutional gun bans at the ATF.
Shut it down.
Over prosecution of January 6ers at the DOJ.
Shut it
down. Targeting common citizens at the FBI.
Shut it down.
Buying by the NSA.
Shut it down.
Illegal mandates for livestock by the USDA.
Shut it down.
Targeting plant vaccine or transgenic plant vaccine at the NSF.
Shut it down.
And censorship. The censorship industrial complex at the of which the NSF is part of. Automobile kill switch at the DOT. Now, these are all things I think most Democrats are just fine with, this kind of totalitarian state that the bureaucrats are pushing on us. But Republicans at least pretend to be against these things. But what are we going to do this September? We're going to fund every freaking one of those things that we have exposed. That is the tool that we have, is the funding. Why are we funding things we don't like? We don't have to. Well, it's because we're addicted to spending. And this doesn't do anything about the addiction at all. So let me touch on one point, too, here that I think is important. Is, you know, a couple years ago, or a summer and a half ago, I suppose now, we did something where we allowed the debt limit to be increased. But as a condition of that, we said if you do a CR that lasts past April 30th, everything's going to get cut 1%. And that, to me, seemed like at least a little tinge of fiscal responsibility was creeping in. But now I notice that this CR, instead of going 1 year and giving us time to do the 12 appropriations bills, is going to go 6 months. Now, let me tell you what's going to happen because this goes 6 months. Number one, it ends in March 28th, on March 28th. Well, the automatic cuts happen on April 30th if the CR went past that. So that is exactly why the speaker chose a six-month CR, is so we don't have even the chance, a threat to this town. It's a threat of a 1% cut. We don't want to even – this is like T-ball. The 1% cut is on the tee, and Republicans won't even swing at it. So instead, we're going to do a six-month CR instead of a one-year CR. That sets up this another crisis next spring where we can do another pretend fight sometime around March. And that fight will – it'll be the same fight regardless of who wins the presidency and who's in charge of the Senate and the House. And we're basically going to get pretty much the same result. But that's 6 months from now. In the meantime, we can kick the can down the road. All of these things that we've exposed and all of these hearings are going to continue to get funded. But wait, there's a bright, shiny object on this CR. I've never seen one of these. I have never seen a bright, shiny object attached to one of these must-pass bills. Oh, wait, no. It actually happens. There always is a bright, shiny object, a bauble, if you will. a little something to get excited about. This SAVE Act is going to save us all, right? And by the way, this is good political theater. I do like this part of it, that we're going to see almost every Democrat cast a vote so that illegals can vote in our elections. I mean, that's pretty clever on the part of our speaker to set that up, make you all take that vote. But here's what he's going to do after you take that vote. He's going to take it off. The bright, shiny object goes away. It's Lucy and the football again. And the American public is all revved up. Yeah, we're going to get to save that. We're going to save these elections. We're going to stop the illegals from voting. Really, how are you going to do that in like 6 weeks? I think they're already registered if they're going to vote. Some of them probably already voted. This SAVE Act ain't going to save anything. And particularly because it ain't ever going to become law. It's a false promise to get all the Republicans half pregnant. And then you're going to get fully pregnant by the end of September when you vote for this CR. That is not going to have this. I mean, I hate to break this to you. I mean, the Democrats already know this. I'm not telling you anything special. I hate to break it to the Republicans. You ain't getting the SAVE Act. It is not going to stay on this bill. Why? Because we're going to cave. We're going to cave. Is it a fight worth having? Absolutely, it's a fight worth having. Make those Democrats say they want illegals to vote. Make them take that vote as many times as you can. And then make them go to the ballot box in November. But that's what it is. It's political theater, folks. We all know where it ends up. We've seen it. I've been here 12 years. I've seen it 12 times. I refuse to be a thespian in this failure theater. And with that, I yield back.
Now, that's about as good as it gets. And Thomas Massie is an American icon and a hero and a great man. And we'll hear from Marjorie Taylor Greene coming up in the next segment. But you know what's sad? We hear about this Russian funding story with a small media group, small potatoes compared to the money that goes on in D.C. I'd love to see Thomas Massie be Speaker of the House, but you know he's never going to become Speaker of the House, and you know why, don't you? Because AIPAC hates him. And the Israeli lobby hates him. And so all the Republicans that are bought and paid for by the Israeli lobby would never vote for Thomas Massie to be Speaker. Now, maybe he could run for president. He'd be up against the same issue, but it'd be different because the voters could decide. I don't know if he has political aspirations to become president, but that's presidential stuff. I mean, that's founding father stuff. That's true conservatism. From Thomas Massie. One of the few good ones. One of the few of the 535 congressmen and women that actually gets an A on his report card. Thomas Massie. A great one. We'll be hearing from Marjorie Taylor Greene. Similar statements on the other side of this break.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man, just like you. No matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe, who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me.
It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's the thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The Powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Trigger warning. This broadcast contains subject matter
that might trigger
liberal snowflakes. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
All right, Marjorie Taylor Greene was outside of the Capitol, had a similar sentiment as Thomas Massie to the approach of Speaker Johnson. She was a little more critical of Speaker Johnson directly, and so she had this to say about the SAVE Act in clip 24.
Hey everyone, you've heard a lot of talk about the CR plus the SAVE Act. Republicans pushing that to be passed before the September 30th government funding deadline. I want to be really honest with you and explain exactly what I've learned this week since Congress has been back in session. Number one thing you need to know, the SAVE Act has already been passed by the House. All House Republicans plus five Democrats voted to pass it on July 10th, earlier this summer. So it's already been passed. However, Chuck Schumer and Kamala Harris over in the Senate, you know, Kamala Harris, by the way, Vice President, leader of the Senate, refused to bring the SAVE Act to the floor for a vote. And they refused to pass that bill, very important election integrity bill, that would stop non-citizens from voting. They refused to vote for it. And the White House, Joe Biden, although I don't think he's at the White House, we aren't really sure where he is, has already put out a statement that he will not sign it into law. As a matter of fact, Democrats are so against the SAVE Act and so against election integrity, they have already said they will shut down the government before they are willing to even consider a continuing resolution, which is a CR, plus the SAVE Act for government funding on September 30th. So here we are. we're back in session, and what I've learned and some of my colleagues have learned is that our Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, refuses to leverage his power as a Speaker and the House's power, the power of the purse, to push the SAVE Act into law. Therefore, it's complete failure before we even get started. We're supposed to vote on the CR plus the SAVE Act this week, and I have never voted on a CR to kick the can down the road and continue the Democrats' budget, the same budget, by the way, that is causing inflation to be so high that many people can't afford the cost of living these days. The same budget that is funding the invasion at our southern border, that has flooded our country with illegal aliens, costing Americans lives, fentanyl overdoses, and all kinds of crimes against American citizens. The same budget, by the way, that is causing all the problems today, I won't vote for it. And I also won't do this. I'm not going to go into a fight when our leader refuses to fight, and that's Mike Johnson. So I won't be able to vote for the CR plus SAVE Act this week because there's not anyone that's going to stand up to the Democrats, stand up to the White House, and do what it takes to make the SAVE Act, very important bill, an actual law before the election on November 5th. Just wanted to explain it to you and help you understand where we are, and I'll come back to you more with some more information when it happens.
So it's going to be up to the states at this point, and again, the SAVE Act... good intentions, good for the political theater. All the Democrats will vote against it. In fact, the Democrats in the House, only four voted in support of it. So the vast majority of Democrats voted that non-citizens should be allowed to vote. Okay, so you get that political talking point. I mean, beyond a reasonable doubt, hey, look, Democrats say they want to protect democracy. They let anybody come into this country and vote from all over the world. Now, I do think it would be a strategic thing for Trump tonight to ask Kamala, you know, Kamala, if the SAVE Act came to the Senate and you were the deciding vote, how would you vote? Maybe put her on the spot with that. But it's going to come down to the states. Are the states going to clear their voter rolls? Are the states going to make sure there's no illegal voters on the rolls? Are the states going to make sure that if you're doing mail-in ballots, that they're legitimate and legal? That's what it's all going to come down to. By the way, in North Carolina, good news for Trump, I would say. It's funny, the state's Republicans run, they're obeying the law. State's Democrats run, they're trying to steal it from Trump. North Carolina Supreme Court rules RFK Jr.'s name must be removed from the ballots. So the states where the Democrat... now, it's funny, the Democrats originally wanted RFK Jr. off the ballots because they knew it hurt Democrats. Now the Democrats, after RFK Jr. is not running, they want him on the ballots because they know it. At this point, they think it would hurt Trump. So that's how corrupt these Democrats are. But that's good news for Trump in North Carolina. Again, when RFK Jr. was a presidential candidate, the Democrats wanted him off the ballot. Now that RFK Jr. has dropped out of the race, the Democrats want him on the ballot. Democrats. Everything they do is corrupt. They have no ethics, no shame, nothing. Now, I'd prefer a Republican Party that was less like Mike Johnson and more like Marjorie Taylor Greene or Thomas Massie or Matt Gaetz. Now, do you think, I mean, it's pretty much settled at this point. I think Mike Johnson is probably worse than Kevin McCarthy. I'd say that's settled. And that's not to say that Matt Gaetz and the Freedom Caucus did the wrong thing removing Kevin McCarthy. I'd say it was probably the right thing still. You had bad leadership. You wanted to go for new leadership. It ended up being worse, but you took the shot anyway. And the Wall Street Journal thinks they're attacking Matt Gaetz here. And they say, quote of the day is from Matt Gaetz. I'm trying to reshape the House in my image. Gaetz writes to the Wall Street Journal's reporter Natalie Andrews. Gaetz says he doesn't want to divide the GOP. He wants to make it to be just like him. Asked to describe what that looks like, Gaetz said it is a Republican who can end the wars, shut the border, reduce the spending, and is a fighter. So that sounds pretty good to me. That's what the future of the Republican Party should be. And it should be a Republican Party that understands, like Thomas Massey, what powers they have in the House and the Senate, and to actually use them. The Democrats get a teaspoon of power, they'll find a way to conquer you with it. They'll find a way to abuse it. And these Republicans have power that's enshrined to them, and they won't even do anything with it. We have freedoms that are guaranteed to us in the Constitution by God, not government. The Republicans won't even fight to protect them. So that's where we're at. Now, there were some other developments on the Hill today that are very important, some serious stuff with the victims of illegal immigrant murders and rapes speaking, and then Democrats insulting them. You can't make that up. And then there's Eric Swalwell. This guy is just something else. The Chinese spy banger, and then the guy who said he had the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion but obviously lied, never produced it. What he was up to today is quite hilarious. And then we got a new video of a 1995 news report that seems to be suggesting Kamala Harris was really Willie Brown's escort. Yeah. Funny. The news maybe it was honest back in the day. Now, so we got all that coming up. Folks, the crew is going to be here long hours doing the extended live broadcast covering tonight's debate. And so we appreciate you shopping at InfoWarsStore.com so we can continue to pay them. That's what it's all about. That's where our money comes from. You're our sponsors at InfoWarsStore.com. And so that includes great products on sale like Nitric Boost, 40% off. VasoBeat Complete, 40% off. Both of those products are great for your cardiovascular health and your blood flow. It's so important, all the cardiovascular issues we have in today's age, that you're doing something for your cardiovascular health. So we have the answer. It's Nitric Boost and VasoBeat Complete, both 40% off at InfoWarsStore.com. You've got Bodies 25% off right now. I love that ultimate turmeric formula for flexibility, anti-inflammatory, and joint support. Really helps me if I'm stiff after a workout or a couple hours of playing ball the night before. I get stiff, and that's just a big relief. 25% off Bodies, whole body support, and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. All right, I'm going to go back to Congress on the other side. You'll hear from, I mean, this has to be one of the most rudest exchange from Democrats you've ever seen, but she gets told off by the witness.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Finally, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is back in stock and now available for 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com. This specially formulated drink mix gives your body the essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and other beneficial compounds that support optimum health. Vitamin Mineral Fusion goes above and beyond the standard of vitamins and trace minerals. Our exclusive formula is loaded with 34 key ingredients, including vitamin C, E, D, B12, calcium, magnesium, zinc, selenium, L-glutamine, CoQ10, alpha-lipoic acid, folic acid riboflavin, and much more. Aside from bolstering your bodily functions, this drink mix is naturally delicious. And unlike capsules and vitamin pills, it's truly a pleasure to the taste buds. So if you haven't already, mix it up and take your health to the next level with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Now 25% off at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD,
you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.
So before we go back to the Hill, the Justice Department wants you to rest easy, knowing that they are all about election security. No, this is hilarious. The Justice Department issues new guidance on federal law regarding voter registration. And this is a direct quote here. List maintenance, so the voter rolls, list maintenance efforts must be uniform and non-discriminatory. Don't be a racist. And a program to systematically remove ineligible voters must be done within 90 days of an election. Oh, isn't that convenient? Isn't that convenient with 55 days and some odd hours until the election that now they're just saying, well, look, the Justice Department says if you find a million ineligible voters on your voter rolls, they still get to vote. Wow. That is redonkulous. So, I mean, this is, I mean, literally, you have lawsuits ongoing in multiple states. So, but I'm wondering how this is going to be applied. And I don't think the Justice Department can really do anything about this. I think that they're putting this out as a protection for some of these states run by Democrats, like maybe Michigan or Pennsylvania, where there's ongoing litigation and there's a potential that they would have to purge the voter rolls of millions of illegal votes like they did in Texas. And then, you know, Michigan, Pennsylvania, they're going to say, oh, no, well, we did find a million ineligible voters on the rolls, but the Justice Department says we can't get rid of them. So they get to vote this election. Oh, how special. So when Texas removed 1.1 million illegal voters from their rolls last month, is the Justice Department going to come into Texas and say, no, they get to vote? This is ludicrous. This is clown world. The Justice Department says if you find illegal voters on your rolls within 90 days of an election, they're eligible to vote. What a joke. Oh, yeah, I forgot. We have all kinds of rules around laws. But if it's like, you know, if you're speeding within 10 blocks of your house, then you're okay. You're fine. You know, If you rape between the hours of midnight and 3 a.m., then the Justice Department says that's not rape. What? That's the equivalency here. Don't tell me that's not the equivalency. That's the equivalency. They're making an exception. And they're just saying, nope. Yeah, those are illegal voters. But, oh, 90 days before the election. Sorry, they get to vote. Sorry. Justice Department. What? So, again, this all comes down to the states. This is just going to be the ammo that the Democrat states wave in front of judges and wave in front of Republicans and the Supreme State Supreme Courts and state election boards and everything else. And they're going to say, no. Yeah, you might have found 700,000 illegal votes on the rolls, but Justice Department says 90 days before the election, you can't remove them. They get to vote. Oh, and then every single one of them votes Democrat. I mean, that is just ridiculous. So let's protect our democracy. And the Justice Department makes sure illegals can vote. Let's protect our democracy. And the Democrat Party makes sure non-citizens can vote. Insane. Insane in the membrane. There it is, folks. They are setting up the big rig. They are setting up the big steal. I mean, let's look at Nevada, where the election was a tiny margin, and they just purged hundreds of thousands of illegal voters off the rolls. That was within 90 days of the election. Is the Department of Justice going to go into Nevada and say, no, put those illegal voters back on the rolls? That is insane. So they're gearing up for the steal, folks. They're gearing up for the steal. And the Biden DOJ, although Biden is gone, nobody knows where Biden is, including himself. He's gone. So the Department of Justice acting rogue. Maybe it's Kamala. Who knows? Are they going to go into Nevada where this election might be won or lost? And they're going to say, all those illegal votes that you just purged from the rolls, put them back on. They get to vote. But they're illegal. Doesn't matter. Are they going to go to Texas? 1.1 million illegal votes removed from the rolls. And they're going to tell Governor Abbott, put them back. They're going to tell Attorney General Ken Paxton, put them back. This is absurd. The big steal is on. The Democrats are doing everything to steal this election. My God. All right. Meanwhile, should we go to another black woman ripping the liberals to shreds? How about that? Feels apropos at the moment. Let's go to clip 14. This is in Chicago. One black American woman has had enough of white liberals in clip 14.
You don't hang no signs about black people hating on immigrants, because black people ain't got no reason to hate on no immigrants.
Oh, no, but the immigrants got
we everything y'all are in this song. Let me tell you something. You get them signs down. Anytime that Alderman Lawson and just Silverstein can, and what's that other?
C. Joe Lopez.
And talk about how they should get a hate crime bill because swastikas were sent Ziploc bags in their community. They hung this in our community. We want it off the polls. We want that to be the beginning of a hate crime. And that organization, which is a white liberal organization, like in the words of Malcolm X, who told us what? That the white liberal is the worst enemy to the black man.
Yes.
And he is coming up in here acting like y'all representing some social justice.
Say that.
But all along,
say
all
that.
You're doing is trying to use black people
say
to
that.
Find a reason to make some money.
Say
Let
that.
Me tell y'all something over there. We're done. The Democratic Party is done. You ain't gonna
abuse
us like
y'all gonna
this
abuse no us.
Don't tell you.
They get to abuse the black American.
Come in here and go clean it up.
Clean
I'm
up.
Telling
go
you,
ahead.
The,
go ahead.
The is hard. You leave the Democratic Party do just like RFK Jr., just do like that Tulsa lady, you better get up out the Democratic Party. Save yourself, save your families, save your dignity, save your jobs, and save your seat. Because if y'all don't, we're coming for your seats. We ain't taking this no more. We ain't taking no business from a bunch of people who have broken into the country and now have completely broke the city, have completely broke the country, have completely disgraced the United States of America. America is a disgrace. And for us, oh my God, what a solution. You give us a fake, black, cackling hen of a candidate.
Oh!
With a vice president that's talking about he want to put tampons in the boys' bathroom. The number one function of a president is to be the commander-in-chief. You tell me anything about a Kamala Harris that looked like she could protect this country after y'all just sat up here and they get her overridden with a bunch of
immigrants.
Y'all just sat up here and put America's hands in all kind of wars. And you telling me a tampon man that ran from duty don't even know what his rule was. Kamala Harris, who don't know what race she is, gonna protect this country? The devil is a lie. Y'all better keep some signs down.
Yeah,
I know that.
Thank you. An American legend is born. Oh my gosh. Tell it. Now, you got to understand about these Democrats. And look, we are on the verge. There's a lot of crossroads America faces. But directly in regards to the Democrat Party, we're on the verge of the Democrats either getting one-party rule, totalitarianism, which is what they want. That's why they're cheating in elections. That's why they've remade the election laws so that they can win. Or really the end of the Democrat Party politically. And they know that. And that is really one of the main functions of busing in, flying in, bringing in all these illegal immigrants, because they need the voters and they need a new welfare state. The black American population is done with them. They're losing them fast, folks.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI is now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products, like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
The program that strikes fear into the heart of the elite. It's the War Room. Here comes Owen Schroyer.
All right, we take a quick break from the raw political content to show you Kamala Harris. No. We will have some interesting Kamala Harris stuff coming up. There's a young boy who went for his annual wellness check and was given a bunch of vaccines and immediately became ill afterwards. And this story has really gone viral on X, and I'll just let the video and the mother here tell the story. But this is gut-wrenching stuff. This is heartbreaking stuff. And this is what Big Pharma is doing to our children. And this is what they want to mandate to our children. Poison that can literally just make them sick and even wipe out their minds. And so it's really sad, but this is what happened to baby Fox after a wellness check, forced vaccines, and then the follow-up. Guys actually rolled, I guess it's, is that clip, that's clip one, isn't it? Or is that clip two? All right, let me see clip one. Go ahead. Yeah, there it is.
Hey, hey, it's okay. Hey, hey, Fox. Foxy.
I just can't even imagine.
Fox. Fox. Fox, come here.
You've got a happy, healthy, fully conscious, engaged, observant baby. You take him to the doctor. They hit him up with a bunch of vaccines, and then it's like they're just gone. I just can't even imagine. It's just devastating to see. And so it goes on.
He's drooling, babe. Okay.
And you can just see that he knows there's something wrong. And just not reacting. Just
what muscles were all spasming? His legs?
Okay. I mean, can you imagine?
Right leg and right arm.
You take a kid for a wellness check. They pump a bunch of vaccines into them, and then you can immediately see there's a bad side effect.
Is that where you got that shot?
You got a shot.
Okay.
And you're just watching your tiny child there.
He feels warm again.
After getting bombed with Big Pharma vaccines.
He's breathing. Babe, I'm so glad you called. Oh, my gosh.
I read one. I tried to read up on it, and it seems to be this specific vaccine. I was reading some other woman who had the same shit going down.
You can make your own health decisions, folks.
Down, and then he woke
but make sure you're informed.
What vaccine?
Make sure you know everything they're pumping into your child before something like this happens.
What does it stand for?
And I just can't even imagine.
Mate.
Having to see this from your once active and engaged son now. Oh, the mother here.
It was his fourth dose of this, and this has never acted like this before?
Just horrible. All right. The mother here gives an update because they received a lot of support on X where stuff like this isn't banned. It'd be banned on YouTube and Facebook. Oh, you know, vaccine misinformation. Yeah, just a kid bombed out of his mind after a vaccine dose. But here is the mother giving an update.
Hey, I just wanted to say, we want to thank you from the bottom of our heart for your prayers and support and love. If there's one thing positive that we've witnessed here, it's an incredible amount of humanity and support. And without that support, we would not be doing as well as we are doing. And from the bottom of our hearts, we appreciate you and thank you. I just wanted everyone to know that. We love you so much. We'd be lost without you.
You know, one of the proudest things about InfoWars, we've never taken a dime, not even a penny, not even a morsel of dirt from Big Pharma with their products destroying children. Despicable stuff.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
What are we now, guys? 4 hours? A little under? Said Kamala Harris. Do you think she'll get through the debate without a cackle? Is that on the betting charts? A lot of people placing bets tonight. Got a lot of bets. I think there's some locks. I put them out on my ex. We're not giving gambling advice. All right. Let's go now to the illegal immigration story here. And we had a woman testifying on a situation. Here were the stories from last year. This was last year. You didn't hear about it. You didn't hear about it on the mainstream news. You know, they're not interested in Maria Gonzalez. Did you hear about Maria Gonzalez? 18-year-old Juan Carlos Garcia Rodriguez arrested after 11-year-old strangled body found in Pasadena, Texas. Migrant wanted for questioning and sexual assault, strangling of girl, 11 years old, found dead under bed by her father. An 11-year-old warned about a mysterious stranger before her rape and murder. Now father needs justice. She warned about it. Yeah, like we've warned about the illegals coming in and raping people. Like Trump warned about the illegals coming in and raping people. And then the Democrats let them in and they raped and killed people. Just horrible. Texas girl, 11 years old, found raped and murdered under her bed, was killed by an illegal immigrant, 18 years old, who crossed into El Paso in January and was promptly freed by the authorities. So yeah, I want aiding and abetting here. I want aiding and abetting all agencies and individuals responsible for letting this guy in that raped and killed a young girl. You want to put an end to it? There it is right there. So that's what this woman went to the Capitol to testify about today, called up by Republicans to tell the story. And so here is April Aguirre speaking about young Maria Gonzalez in clip 21.
Mayor of immigrant parents, I am ashamed of what the Biden-Harris administration has done to our country by opening our borders to all, including criminals, who are wolves in sheep's clothing. Doctor, I heard you mention that over 115,000 people are missing in Mexico. I know. One of those people is my cousin, and all of my family lives in Mexico. We have to comprehend that the majority of those are women, and there's a word that is used in Mexico, and it's called femicidio. And that's called femicide, the act of being murdered just because you are a woman. It is unimaginable for us to think that alongside those seeking refuge are not the same people that are there to victimize them and alongside victimize citizens as well. I have personally worked 3 cases within the city of Houston where little girls were targeted simply because they were young, beautiful, and vulnerable, and of course, underage. Predators have an appetite for children. And in all these cases, there was an 11-year-old, a 12-year-old, whose mom is here today, and a 16-year-old freshman in high school. I'm going to be the voice today for Maria Gonzalez, who is also a migrant. She arrived here, and her father didn't own a vehicle. He walked to work. Her father is the essence of the type of immigrants we should want in this country. A law-abiding, hardworking man working for $7 an hour, 14 hours a day. He left that weekend, and he told his daughter he was going to work. She had a cell phone. She was in the safety of her home. This migrant that came here as a child crossed the border, was given to a sponsor, and was only here 3 weeks before he decided to leave his sponsor's home, go to Pasadena, Texas, from Louisiana, and he saw Maria. At one point or another, he decided that was going to be his prey. He saw her father leave to work. He knew their schedule. He knocked on Maria's door. Maria, recognizing that it was a neighbor, told her father on WhatsApp on a voice message, "Hey, Dad, somebody's knocking on the door." And she said it in Spanish, "Papi, me estás tocando la puerta." "Dad, is that you knocking on the door?" Thinking her father had forgotten something. That was the last time he ever heard Maria's voice. When Maria went to the door, there's a little chain that we have in those apartments, right? When you open the door to try to keep us safe, that chain was not enough to keep this animal out of Maria's apartment. He pushed his way in, and Maria fought for her life. She was 11 years old. To all of you, three little girls passing away may not be many, but what if one of those little girls was your daughter, your granddaughter, or your niece? Can you imagine them trying to fight off a grown man off of them? The shock of being undressed. The pain of being beaten and smothered. Trying to fight for your life while a predator's one objective is to use them to satisfy their sick and demented appetites. Our girls deserve protection. Our girls deserve to live their life without fear. Our girls deserve to perish in a natural manner of old age. We live in a society where we have gained so much medical advancements that if you have cholesterol, diabetes, heart disease, they will take care of you. But we're losing healthy children. And this case to me resonates because she's also a migrant child. And this says to me we're letting everything through the border because we're not checking them. And you're victimizing citizens. You're victimizing immigrants alike. We're not against immigration. We're against unvetted immigration. And I want you to know, as a woman who has a majority of their family in Mexico that are not privileged enough to be in this country, there's no such thing as collecting DNA swabs. There's no such thing as embalming. There's no such thing as doing a real autopsy like we do here. Mexico and Central America is where predators thrive. You think they come here to this country and it's the first time they do this? No. This is just a place where we figure it out and we care about our daughters. And we're going to find out. Finding a little girl in Mexico that has been sexually assaulted is just a normal Tuesday. It's nothing unusual. So I want you to know, immigration is good. I am the living proof of that. My parents don't even have a speeding ticket. That's the type of migrants we want. But bringing them to this country, it's further victimizing what these same immigrants got away from in their countries. We have to have some form of check and balances, a real system to identify these criminals that are hiding in they're wolves in sheep's clothing is what they are. So I ask you, I implore you, close your eyes. I know you have a little girl in your family. Imagine somebody undressing her. Imagine somebody fighting her. Imagine somebody strangling her. Maria was so covered in bruises, I had to go and shop for a funeral dress for her to cover the damage that that man did to her. Maria lost fingernails in her fight, and she's a migrant child. Not everybody is the same, and we have to identify these monsters because, like my dad says, they're giving all of us good migrants such a bad name. We owe it to the migrants that are getting away from these communities, and we owe it to our citizens to offer them a safe society. People say, well, citizens kill too, but in these cases, all these cases are migrants. that caused this. And it's the failure of our policies by not checking them.
Yeah, it's a whole panel of victims' families there that were raped and killed by illegal immigrants. And, you know, Republicans are just so bad at framing narratives and responses. Now, the kind of alternative media or the independent media now, the new right media, does a lot better at controlling the narrative. But still, there's a long way to go. Because it should be understood, when the Democrats let in 25 million illegal immigrants, 15 million alone, just the Biden-Harris years, that's a giant middle finger to people who have come here legally, who have paid the bills, paid the lawyers, and gone through that rigorous process to become a citizen legally, to migrate here legally, or who do work and are engineers and doctors and other jobs to become citizens. And so that's real stuff. And when they just let all these illegal immigrants in and give them free stuff, it's a gigantic middle finger to the people that do it legally, and not to mention the American citizen. So the number one, if there's a list of the people most important to the U.S. government, and the metric is who gets the most money, number one is non-citizens. The U.S. government, number one priority, non-citizens. Non-citizens. But okay. And maybe Trump brings that up tonight. So what would a Democrat do in response to this hearing? What would a Democrat do in response to this panel? Certainly they'd have a heart. Certainly they'd have a soul. Certainly they would feel for these families who have had their daughters raped and murdered by illegal immigrants brought in by Democrats and by Kamala Harris and Joe Biden. Certainly that they would have a soul and they would soften up to these stories. Oh, no. Nope. Not even close. Listen to what this Democrat woman says, aggressively confronting the witness, the witnesses. And listen to their response. This is pretty epic here in clip 30.
What is happening today at this committee hearing, where we have colleagues who are exploiting people's pain for political purposes. And unfortunately, that's what's happening today.
I don't feel exploited in any way. As a matter of fact, I find it very interesting that all 5 minutes for both of your testimonies on the left have not had any questions for us up here, but instead a speech. And I will tell you, I'm getting tired of hearing about the most comprehensive border bill, which did nothing for immigration. I mean, for American citizens.
It's insulting that you would say that to these families, that you would make an assumption that they're being used or exploited in any way. You know, but I will do is I'll give you my number. It's 281-673-0736. And I'd like a phone call from you to see what you can do to help these families, because every single week I get bombarded with calls from victims all over the United States. But I'm just a small person with a small foundation that helps people here locally in Houston and Harris County. Not one time when her daughter was murdered and I was helping her navigate the criminal justice system did one Democrat call me to offer their assistance. It was only Republicans. And I am an independent. I vote both ways. So it's insulting. No, please don't speak over me because I'm still talking.
Ooh.
Okay. Was fun.
I'm not done. I have the mic. Talk. I have the floor. If you want to answer me, you ask.
Chair has the time and the witness is allowed to respond.
So I'm asking, you said some very broad statements. It's insulting. These people lost loved ones. They lost children. And we want to see a difference. We may not understand everything that's going on, but I assure you that we're not being used in any way. And if today somebody calls that number that wants to help from any side of the aisle, we want solutions.
That's
so
what
do
I
not,
just
I'm still talking.
About.
So
time,
please don't.
I just talked
don't
about.
Make an assumption. Don't make an assumption that we're being used. That is insulting.
The time belongs to the chair. The chair now yields.
Insulting.
The chair yields the remainder of his time to the gentleman from Texas.
You know, it's nice to see, and, well, you know, to complete the thought, it's nice to see Americans waking up to the evil nature of Democrats and the destructive nature of Democrat Party policies. It's nice. It really is refreshing. And we got to take this ball to the end zone. and the Democrat Party has to be completely eradicated politically. They cannot be allowed any political power at all. And there's fast ways to do this, like going back to the originalist way of putting together 100 senators and stopping gerrymandering. Democrats would become powerless overnight. But no, it's going to have to be the long, patient process of Americans just waking up and realizing what a cancer the Democrat Party is, the biggest criminal organization in the history of this country. And so you're seeing it from sea to shining sea, as they say, coast to coast. But part of the agenda with all the illegals getting brought in across the border is to replace the Democrat voter class. 100%, that's what it's all about. They know, they see what's going on. They're losing women voters. They're losing black voters. This is what the Democrats have relied on in elections, is the female vote and the black vote. Without it, they have nothing. And so they're losing it. So they know that. So they're bringing in new voter blocks of people that don't even speak English and are just going to suck off the system. But can you imagine being such a smug, arrogant B.I. itch like Democrat Representative Escobar to say, you're being used as a political pawn? She's up there voluntarily. She's not hearing from Democrats. These are mothers, family members who have lost their children, who have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants that you, a dirty, rotten, stinking Democrat, brought in. And they know damn well. And then you're going to sit up there and point the finger and say, you're being used? Disgusting. Can't say I'm surprised. By the way, big stuff is going to break in Texas. Texas will be the next Ohio probably within the end of the month. Hotel faces legal action after Venezuelan gangs take over. This is in El Paso. The owner of a Texas hotel faces legal action due to alleged violent criminal activity involving suspected members of the Venezuelan gang Tren de Aragua, which has been under the spotlight leading up to the 2024 election. The conditions inside the El Paso premises are described in court documents as deplorable. Video evidence presented in court shows individuals apparently partying in hotel hallways, using weapons, and engaging in violence in front of children. But, see, the hotel doesn't care. The hotel doesn't care because all their rooms are booked up by the government and given to the non-citizens. In this case, it's the Venezuelan gangs. Now, maybe they took over the rooms. Maybe it was given to them. It may come out in court. Now, look, I like Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of Texas, a lot. He's probably one of the great attorney generals. But I will tell you, there is an active effort out of the governor's office and maybe even Ken Paxton's office to keep these stories under wraps because they're bad, folks. They're bad. Because it's not just this hotel in El Paso, one of the border towns, where if you've seen some of those viral border videos that we shot, that I shot confronting Border Patrol, that was in El Paso. Folks, they got issues all over Texas. They got issues all over Texas with hotels being overrun by illegal immigrant gangs. And now just in squalor conditions. And they kind of did that to El Paso, and then the media caught wind and went down there and filmed it, and then they moved them all out of El Paso. But I think Texas will be the next Colorado. Texas will be the next Ohio. The next big immigration stuff is going to break out of Texas. And this is just the beginning, is my that's what I suspect here. And so, obviously, it looks bad on the Republican leadership here, but they could have done more to stop it. They could have fought harder to stop it. So that's on the governor. That's definitely on the governor. By the way, here's more from Ohio. Tyler Oliveira is out there interviewing people, and they are not shy to speak. He's got dozens of these up on his X account. And so here's another citizen in Springfield, Ohio, talking about what's going on in clip 27.
Managers are nothing but a headache. All they're doing is raising our rent and our taxes and wrecking vehicles, and there's just been nothing but a hassle since they've been here. It's been horrible.
How would you rank their driving from 1 to 10?
A negative 10. They're horrible. The worst driving I've ever seen, and I'm from down south.
And when they got chased out, he hit the curb.
He just hit the curb.
When they got chased out, she heard one of them say it and talking about, "We'll come back. We own this town."
Oh, shit. Okay, I'm going to talk to this. Look at them, just blasted off. What the fuck? Do you work for
They're
the BMV by chance?
Cars while he's doing interviews, folks.
Okay, so the what do the Haitians have migrants to do to get a license? Can they transfer their license from Haiti, or?
No, they cannot.
Do they have to undergo the same test?
I'm not allowed there.
I really don't know, but I know they're getting them quick.
They're getting them quick, right?
Yeah, I don't know how.
Well, why is that? Are there certain rules they're not aware of?
They just don't pay attention, I guess. I'm not sure what it is, but they just, man, every day it's something new. They're always accident on Facebook or always seeing it. So it's always something.
In your opinion, are they doing their best to assimilate into American culture and learn the ways of what it means to be an American, or are they kind of just bringing Haitian culture here?
They bring their own culture here and stick to themselves, and they walk around stores eating food, don't pay for it. It's just they do what they want around here. It's kind of aggravating.
Okay.
It's kind of disrespectful towards us. It's been here for a long time.
You feel disrespected?
A little bit.
Yeah?
Yep.
I heard that there's rumors of neighbors' cats going missing, getting eaten. Is that real?
I've heard that. And they like to take the geese from the park, too. I've seen that, too, on Facebook. So.
Is that real?
Yeah. I've seen pictures. Pictures don't lie, right?
Do you know how the Haitians are getting their driver's license so fast?
I do not.
Okay. Are they driving pretty good out here or what?
No.
No?
You ride it with their car.
Why is that, do you think?
You don't know how to drive in general.
Okay.
Like I see them driving over there, trying to learn how to drive, but I don't know if they have to drive at all.
Okay.
How are they getting cars?
They should have a license. No lights when they're driving around, no nothing.
Do you think it poses a threat to public safety?
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
Flip cars, just cutting people off, driving super slow. Yeah,
all right,
not
man.
Safe at all.
We're asking folks their thoughts on the Haitians for a little independent news report. They can't drive?
No.
We're headed to a car crash right now. What do you think the chances are it's a Haitian?
About 99%.
All right, sister. You guys have a great night. How you doing, sir? Question for you. Bonjour. François. English? Oh, there we go. That's new. You know what happened here?
Not Haitian.
I see. A lot of people said it was probably the Haitian. Huh?
Don't blame those people. It
okay. Why do you say that?
Because it was not Haitian.
Are they getting a lot of the blame for all the car accidents these days?
They could be. I don't know.
Yeah. That's what locals are telling me.
I mean, locals might
say it's probably the Haitians.
They might say that.
Okay.
Yeah, that's what they say.
Is there a lot of tension right now between the two groups?
Not as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, if you want to give me the answer, you tell me what answer I'm going to give you.
No, I'm just asking the question, and I'm telling you. They're both rolling hazards right in front of us. I don't know if they just don't know how to drive. Look, the fuck y'all doing?
So, I mean, he's just doing live interviews, folks, and he's catching the Haitians driving out of control on video. Oh, my gosh. How are they getting cars? So, I mean, hey, it's no big deal. They might vote Democrat, so bring them in. Yeah, if they run over your daughter or, you know, eat a goose from the park or rape someone's kid, like, hey, they might vote Democrat, so it's worth it.
The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you, the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful body's formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Body's is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. It's The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
There's more to this story in Springfield, Ohio, which is essentially a suburb of Columbus, Ohio. It's about 45 minutes west of Columbus, Ohio. And you know, I can already see the smarmy, snobbish, coastal elite Democrat that already looks down on middle America. And they don't give a damn about these small cities. They laugh at them. They think they're plebs. And, you know, I would just say, you know, forget about what you think about them. Do they do anything that bothers you or gets in the way of your lifestyle? No. It's you, the coastal elite liberal, that wants to get in the way of their lifestyle, that wants to interrupt and disrupt their lives. So who's the real problem here? It's not the middle America country boy, small town American that's disrupting the lives of the coastal elite liberals. No, it's the exact opposite, actually. So you can already see the snobby liberals responding to this. Oh, yeah, some hick in Springfield, Ohio. Who cares? Well, yeah, okay, who cares? Fine. But what are they don't – how are they affecting your life? They're not. You're the one affecting their life. That's the problem here. So there's more to this story. Now, guys, pull up I wasn't too aware of this guy until recently, and I mean, this guy is just a total hack. Yasir Ali. And he started responding to some of my posts on X. And, I mean, you want to talk about a total hack. You want to talk about just an absolute phony fraud. It's this Yasir Ali, who's got a pretty big account on X. And he started responding to some of my stuff. I'm like, who is this guy? And just a phony and just a coward and a fraud. And he comes out and thinks he owns the people covering this Springfield story. He says, look at this. You've probably seen the image of the guy going around. Looks like a Haitian with two geese that look like they've been butchered. And he's about to go cook them on the open barbecue. You know, some fine Haitian cuisine in Springfield, Ohio. And this photo's gone around everywhere. And it's kind of being used like, yeah, it's proof. And there's other photos out there that'll make it. This guy talks about it on Facebook. So other photos, other videos will eventually get out there as well. And I got a couple here that we can show. But this Yasir Ali says, oh, this photo is actually from Columbus. Hey, dillweed. Springfield is 45 minutes from Columbus. Springfield is a suburb of Columbus. You absolute tool. And you know, I don't mind other people from other countries that do commentary on American politics. That's fine. I'll do commentary on other countries' politics as well. I don't try to intervene or I don't try to influence per se. But see, there's all these people on X that try to influence and intervene in American politics. They are not American. They've never been to America. They want to tell us what to think. No. How about we just put it short and sweet? No. Okay? We'll let the people of Springfield, Ohio decide what's going on with the Haitian immigrants, not someone in a country on the other side of the planet thinking that they just owned us by saying, this goose picture is actually from Columbus. Yeah. A lot of people in Springfield probably even say they're from Columbus. You absolute dillweed. No evidence they're eating geese. They have a picture of the goose on the page. Oh, my gosh. They are in full cope. This guy's walking down the streets with dead geese in his hand, and Snopes says no evidence, and then they show you the picture of the guy with the geese. They show you the evidence. What is their what does it say here, guys? Hold on. Pull that back up. This is unintentional humor. I hadn't seen this. They say unfounded, but then they show you the picture, and they admit it's from Columbus. They don't have him on video actually cooking the goose and eating it. Okay. You guys, come on. He took it to the taxidermist. I mean, you know. He took it to the local taxidermist. You know, maybe I should call. Maybe we should pull up the local Springfield taxidermy and say, hey, are you getting Haitians bringing in geese? I'm sure they'll be like, oh, it's overwhelming. Oh, see, Snopes was right. The Haitians are just killing the geese and the ducks in the park because they want to have them stuffed for their fireplace mantle. Sheesh. How did I not know? But, I mean, yeah, you come from the third world hellhole of Haiti and you see, you know, fowl in someone's yard or a cat running down the street or some geese and ducks in the park. You know, you're like, whoa, hey, that's a nice meal. You go snap the goose's neck and go home and cook them. Or no proof. Take him to the taxidermist. What's next? What are they going to say about this video? Police body cam of a woman that ate a cat here in clip 29.
What did you do? Why'd you kill the cat?
Smile for me.
Smile, what did you
eat? Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it? No, why'd you kill it?
Did you guys see all this?
No, we pulled up and she was just laying there with
me. Did you see her eating it?
Eating it.
She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
You call the Humane Society, see if they'll come pick this cat up. It's deceased.
Hmm. No evidence. No evidence. This is false evidence. Is this Snopes too? Oh, it's an, it's the same article, and they're saying it's false evidence. It's just police body cam footage with what appears to be a Haitian woman and eyewitness evidence saying she was eating a cat. So they show you the evidence, and then they say there's no evidence. Look, they're, like, really panicked over this deal. And, you know, normally the Democrat-friendly media propagandists with a deal like this will either just totally ignore it. There's something weird going on here. They're really trying to cover up this story. Maybe it's because they know it's going to be so damaging to Kamala Harris. I don't know. That's weird stuff. To show the photo of the guy with the dead geese, to show the video of the woman eating the dead cat, and then say there is no evidence. Like, what the hell is that? I'm in the twilight zone here. I'm living in the twilight zone. Now, I'll predict there's going to be more videos and photos that are coming out. They're just probably in these small groups or chat groups on social media. I mean, you even have stories here. Wait till you see Eric Swalwell. So this kind of adds to it with Eric Swalwell in Congress today with this whole meme phenomenon of Donald Trump with protecting cats and ducks, which, look, for the most part, is just funny. It's like taking something really sad and serious and kind of turning it into something funny. Whatever you think about that, that's really what it is. And then Eric Swalwell goes into an absolute conniption fit because he sees a meme of Donald Trump kissing a cat. Is this the grab them by the pussy phenomenon? Is that what's happening here?
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
Infowars.com/show.
Show you Eric Swalwell. This is one of the most pathetic men. You know, I was going to say one of the most pathetic men to ever be in Congress, but I think really we don't even need to add that it's been in Congress. This is just one of the most pathetic men, period. I think that's it. I think that's the statement. So wait till you see him on Capitol Hill talking about a meme. Very serious stuff from Eric Swalwell. Very, very serious. So we got that coming up. Folks, remember to support us by shopping at InfoWarsStore.com. That's how this show is possible. That's how our extended live coverage for tonight covering the presidential debate is possible as well. InfoWarsStore.com. And we care about your health. That's why we sell health supplements. Like for your cardiovascular health, Nitric Boost, VasoBeat Complete, very big for cardiovascular health and blood flow. If you have trouble sleeping, I can't recommend enough Good Night Sleep, part of the InfoWars MD product line. Good Night Sleep, 25% off. And by the way, all InfoWars MD products are 25% off. So that includes the Nerve Renew, the Joint Relief, Turmeric 95, and all of the InfoWars MD products, 25% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And we appreciate your continued support there that makes this show possible, our extended debate coverage possible, and everything else. InfoWarsStore.com. Now, let's go to Eric Swalwell. Brings up a picture of a meme on the floor of Congress, acting like this is a big thing to be talking about. Here it is.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweets, protect our ducks and kittens in Ohio because he goes down some crazy rabbit hole, completely debunked that aliens are eating pets? My God, are you okay, Mr. Chairman? Because last year, for a very long time, you tweeted and promoted Kanye West as he was calling for genocide against the Jews, and you kept it up. And now, when we have victims coming here, you're tweeting this nonsense. I don't know why you would do this. I hope you're okay. I don't know if the aliens who are eating your ducks are in the room with us right
alien
now.
Aliens.
But, Mr. Chairman, this is a serious issue. These people have loved ones who have been lost, and you tweeted this.
Yeah, Mr. Swalwell. There's something wrong with him, really. There's something disturbed in the mind of Eric Swalwell. Very strange, very disturbed man. Hold on. Can we play the beginning again with the what the hell is this? Look, I got to be honest. This guy was probably a thespian in high school because that is a hell of a performance. I mean, I kind of want to like stand and like give a little theater clap here. I mean, the exaggerated body language and the hanging of the head and then the bringing into the parents into it. Oh, my gosh, Mr. Swalwell. Throw a rose. Hold on. Give me the what the hell at the beginning. That was – go ahead.
What in the hell is this?
Okay.
What in the hell is this?
All right.
What in the hell is this?
Guys, hold on. I know that we've got a lot of the crew, very creative people around here. They're listening right now. Guys, the new meme just dropped. Who's going to make meme magic now? What the hell is this? And then whatever you want to put on that board. Maybe it's the guy with the dead geese. You know, that'd be a good start. But there's your new meme platform. There's your new empty meme magic material right there. What in the hell is this? And then, I don't know, put up Hillary Clinton coughing up green goblets into a glass. I mean, you know, you can go on and on. Joe Biden sniffing a child. What's happening, guys? Okay, Rob has already... He was out of there like the Roadrunner. He was out of there like Speedy Gonzalez. That's a racist joke. He hopped out of there. He said, aye, aye. And he's already getting ready. He's already got it ready to go. I don't know what he's going to put on there. I'm very much looking forward to it. Maybe it's the geese one. See, I think we start with the geese one. What the hell is this? Or you could have a picture of Fang Fang that Eric Swalwell was allegedly sleeping with the Chinese spy. I mean, this is great. Thank you, Eric. You have given... Oh, here's one. Wait a second. Huh? Maybe you put this on there? What the hell is this? Joe Biden's vote Viagra in 2020, 330,000 votes at 3 a.m. in the morning to give him Pennsylvania, Wisconsin, Michigan. What the hell is this? I think the guy with the dead geese is the best, though. So Rob's going to put that out. Probably put it up on his X account, too. Give him a follow. Give him a share. We'll promote that. But, yeah, thank you for that, Eric Swalwell. We will definitely be using that new meme platform that you have created in your embellished political theater. Insulting to the moms there, by the way. Insulting to the witnesses there who have actually lost loved ones and had loved ones raped by the illegal immigrants that you helped let into the country. You sick, disturbed man. Seriously, that is a very disturbed man. That's the kind of man that I don't want to know what he does when he's alone. I'm reasonably assured that Swalwell does some really nasty stuff. He's probably into really nasty stuff. Just puts off the vibe, you know? And he's like a notch below Schiff, Adam Schiff. Like, Schiff is like, you know, like he's into real nasty stuff. Like, he's earned his way to run for Senate. Swalwell's into some nasty stuff, but probably not like the real bad stuff like Schiff is into. So that's what you get from the Democrat Party. But, you know, to get serious for a second, Swalwell is the guy who went in front of the same committee and said, I have the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I have the evidence of Trump-Russia collusion. I'm going to show the world the evidence of the Trump-Russia collusion. And he never produced it because he never had it, because he's a lying sack of shit. And he's going to sit up there in these hyper-exaggerated emotional outbursts over a joke, a meme, like he's serious all of a sudden. Like, oh, he's so serious, and he's insulting the actual victims that are witnesses up there. He's a clown. He's a lying clown who probably is compromised by the Chinese communists. What an idiot. What an absolute idiot. And this guy's going to get up there and embellish himself. Oh my God, look at this photo of Trump with a duck. Why are we not serious here? It's a joke. But see, notice.
What in the hell is this?
But he has no problem. He's going to go up there and show you an AI image of Trump with a duck. But he has no problem with all the illegals that came in and raped and murdered Americans whose family members are sitting in front of him in a panel. And he's going to get up there and do a political stunt about a cartoon. What an absolute clown. What an absolute clown. All right. We got a lot coming up. We're going to really start to get debate heavy when we come back for the third and final hour of the War Room. I got a bunch of Kamala clips that we're going to focus on. I mean, come on, Eric. You couldn't land a lady like that. I'm actually surprised he's straight, if I'm being honest. Yeah, maybe that was it. The crew theorizes it's the first time a woman ever talked to him. But he is married with children. So I'm surprised he's even straight. But Eric Swalwell, triggered over cartoons, does not care about illegal immigrants raping and killing young girls whose victims' families are sitting right in front of him as he's getting overly emotional about a cartoon. He's a very unserious person.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week. It's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us. And that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
The War Room. Infowars.com/show.
It's time to take a stand. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Share this message right now at band.video.
What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this? The chairman tweet. What in the hell is this?
All right, we have a memes arm race happening now in the office. I think we're the first on this, by the way. I don't think anybody else has opened up this meme platform of Swalwell. What in the hell is this? We've already got a memes race happening in studio. Chase quickly beat Rob to the punch to put that one out. He's going to need to polish it up on the audio. But he just wanted to be the first in the memes race here. That's good. That's good. I kind of want to get user submissions on this, to be honest. We haven't done a user submission show in a long time, and I really need to focus on the debate tonight. But that's just gold. Eric Swalwell has just offered us meme gold. So I don't know. If you want to tag me in your new Eric Swalwell What in the Hell Is This meme platform, then maybe we'll put that up. Maybe we'll put that up on the show at Owen Schroyer 1776. If you tag me with an Eric Swalwell What in the Hell Is This meme, then maybe we'll give you a little love here on the show. So that's Chase Geyser's submission. That's good with the Michelle Obama the marbles in her pants there. And then I think Rob is working on one himself. We'll show. Oh my gosh. I need to get serious. I got to get serious here, folks. We got a big debate tonight. All right. We got a big debate. We're covering here at InfoWars. We're glad to be joined by you and the crew. It's going to be a lot of fun. And even CNN here, I've gone long. I'll play this clip coming up. But even CNN is stunned at Kamala Harris's policy platform. But, you know, on the Haitian migrants, listen to what Kamala Harris said to The View in 2021, as we're now hearing about Haitians eating pets and geese and ducks and crashing cars. Here's what Kamala Harris said about the Haitian migrants in clip 7.
That is why, also, starting with our administration, we gave TPS, temporary protected status, to Haitian migrants, 55,000. And then more recently, we extended temporary protected status to over 100,000 Haitian migrants for that very reason, that they need support, they need protection. That is why.
Wow. 100,000 Haitian migrants getting protected by Kamala Harris because they need it. Don't you see? They need it. The people in Lahaina, Maui, who need help because of the wildfire, Kamala Harris, not interested. The people in East Palestine that need help after the chemical spill, Kamala Harris, not interested. The American people that are struggling just to get by because of horrible economic policies, Kamala Harris, not interested. The families of Americans who have been raped and murdered by illegal immigrants, Kamala Harris, not interested. But the poor Haitian migrants, they need help. What is this idea? What is this concept anyway? Oh no, people from foreign country need help. And so it's our duty. We should help them. What in the hell is that? When did we normalize that? What in the hell is that? Haitians need our help. Hondurans need our help. Oh, the Venezuelan gang members need our help. A rapist fleeing Mexico needs our help. Terrorists from the Middle East need our help. And the average American is like, hi, I'm living paycheck to paycheck. I'm struggling to get by. Screw you. Did you not hear what I said about the non-citizens? Did you not hear what I said about foreign nationals? They need our help. You dirty American, get in the back line. Actually, just die. Just get in the grave.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, ladies and gentlemen, there are some things emerging as Kamala Harris preps for her first and only debate against Donald Trump. She's too chicken to debate him more than once. She is a coward, after all. And so she's been doing, I think it was 6 mock stage debates with a Trump impersonator. Trump's not even doing any debate prep, is what they're saying. He's just campaigning and doing interviews. He did another one today. There's a funny moment that happened. We'll play that too. But a lot of Kamala clips and stories are emerging now. This is from 1995, an ABC profile on Mayor Willie Brown. And is there a familiar character in this video? And what is ABC News suggesting about the quote-unquote fine women that you see on the screen in clip 20.
He's a rogue, all right, notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle. Flashy clothes, fancy parties, fine women, and fast cars.
You should from now on address me as...
Here's Kamala again. And there's the cattle.
A man and a municipality were made for each other. It is this man, this place.
By the way, how has San Francisco done since the 90s? Where's San Francisco at 20 years later? But I suppose that's just the overall story of what happens when Democrats get in charge and destroy cities and loot them and rob them blind. So, but wait a second. So there's Kamala. Willie Brown side hoe. But guys, I'm sorry. Did ABC News just suggest Kamala Harris was an escort? Quote unquote, very fine women. Go ahead.
Rogue, all right, notorious for his flamboyant lifestyle. Flashy clothes, fancy parties, fine women.
Are you daughter?
Fine women.
Are you daughter?
And it's Kamala Harris at Willie Brown's arm. To quote the great
if ever a man and a
Judge Joe Brown,
made for each other, it is this man.
I know a street hoe when I see one.
I mean,
fine women, and it's Kamala on Willie Brown's arm, just like she was on Montel Williams' arm. Is that ABC News subtly suggesting at the time in 1995 that Kamala Harris was an escort? What a time for that to reemerge on debate night. That's fun. That's certainly fun. Where was Willie's wife at the time, I wonder? So, here you have fake news like Amber Rye at CNN, who claims there are no black Trump supporters. They don't exist. Of course, that's just patently false. Here's one podcaster named Starring Amber, and she has a couple of choice words for Kamala Harris in clip 23.
You know why Kamala wants the mics turned on during the debate? Because she wants to cosplay as the sassy black woman. This is her strategy to win. Kamala wants the mics turned on so she can be a sassy black woman. And then when you go online, you go see everybody saying things like, oh, don't play with black women. Black women do this. Don't play with black women. Black women. Don't play with black. That's her whole strategy to win. During the debate in 2020 with Mike Pence, every headline, every tweet, everybody was talking about how she was saying, I'm speaking, Mr. Pence, I'm speaking, more than any policy stance she had.
Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking.
I have to
I'm
wait.
Speaking. Mr. Vice President, I'm speaking. I'm speaking.
The important is you said the truth.
She don't care about appealing to y'all about her policies. She don't care about appealing to y'all on an intellectual level. She wants y'all to get on Twitter and be like, a black woman do this. A black woman do that. That's her whole plan to win. Do y'all feel dumb? Because you think y'all dumb. I'm going to be the sassy black woman, and I'm going to win a debate from the low IQ retard. I'm a sassy black woman, and I'm going to win a debate from the low IQ people. Which is the majority of you guys. That's what she want to do. And they also said reporters will be in the room to report on what can be heard when mics are muted. Okay, so the fake news will be in the room to report on what can be heard while mics are muted. Kamala is so desperate to be the sassy black woman. She even got reporters in the room to tell y'all when she's being sassy. This is so crazy to me. I'm so ready to see what memes y'all are going to make, how distracted y'all are going to be from the fact that migrants are getting $150,000 down payments in homes. Migrants are getting credit cards in Chicago. Okay, migrants are getting shelter and all that, and then they're getting health care in California. But y'all going to be on Twitter talking about, oh, Kamala, she's sassy. Oh, my gosh, she's old, that white man. That's her strategy to win. She wants to win you over. Well, she wants to win the low IQ people over by being the sassy black woman. Are you guys ready for that?
Now, she's not wrong. The misinformation show. She's not wrong. And let's remember, Kamala Harris was Indian up until about, I don't know, maybe at most like 2 or 3 years ago, or maybe when she became vice president, she became black. And the Wikipedia rewrites show it. Her own speeches show it. The credit that other Democrats gave her show it. Her own appearances on cooking shows show it. She always was the Indian. She always was an Indian woman. And then for convenience sake, for Joe Biden, they wanted the black vote, so she became a black woman. And then they rewrote her Wikipedia page and memory hold all the times where she said she's the first Indian woman in the Senate, an Indian woman as a prosecutor and everything else, pretend like her mom doesn't exist. So that's just what they do to pander to voters. But they are the most low IQ at this point. And the truth of the matter is, it's either straight up low IQ or just low information voters that would vote for Kamala Harris. And we've got an example. Here's one guy who asks a Kamala Harris voter. He says, I like her policies. Well, can you name a policy? How do you think that goes in clip 15?
For Kamala.
Kamala.
Why Kamala?
Just because of policies. She's more vocal on her policies.
Could you name three of her policies for me?
Well, I mean,
Got this, man.
No, yes. You're good. Sorry, it just... You caught me off guard.
No, yeah, they always get caught off guard. Yeah, it's okay.
Yeah, my mind starts to race once I start talking about politics.
Hey, I understand.
Like, yeah, you get nervous because you don't know anything. I really like her policies, you know. She's real outspoken. I like her policies. Oh, name a few policies. Well, every damn time with a frickin' Democrat. Every damn time. You know, it's not like I'm retired from on the street stuff or confrontation videos. I've kind of been forced into the sidelines by the federal government since I can't really travel. And since we can't have security here, I can't really go into hostile areas like I used to because I just get assaulted every time. So I'm kind of watching this. It's kind of, part of me kind of feels like the old guy that's retired, like watching the young guys play. Like, man, you know, I'd like to be out there again. I mean, I don't know. Does anybody shred them like I did? Here's another one. A guy out on the streets, he finds a group of Kamala supporters. I mean, these people are just so dumb. And then they're stunned, and the guy talking here happens to be black, and he's like, no, I like Trump. And they're like, what? I don't believe it. Here it is, clip 28.
Trump or Kamala?
Kamala.
All the fucking
way.
Kamala.
All the way? Oh.
We just all going Kamala here. The Kamala group right here. What about you? Kamala. Oh, God. Oh.
Wait, what are you?
I'm Trump. I'm pro Trump.
Yo. So this isn't going anywhere then?
I'm pro.
Wait, why?
Have you got mainly Trump or mainly Kamala?
Well, I hear. Well, I wasn't with this group. I don't know. That kind of is even things out.
It's all Trump until this group.
Why Trump?
Come again?
Speak of truth.
Like, convince me.
Speak of truth. Let's start here.
Okay.
The economy was better with Trump.
Was it?
What I don't like is illegal immigrants coming to the country. I would like to close the borders.
Pause it real quick. It's mind-boggling how dumb these people are. And I don't say that as an insult. I mean, they're literally this dumb. And he says, hey, I don't like having open borders and illegal immigrants. And this girl here, who sounds like she's Australian, she goes, oh, I'm an immigrant. And she's like, takes that offensively, like, I'm an immigrant. Why would you say that? What don't you understand? There is a difference between an illegal alien and an immigrant. An immigrant goes through the legal process to become a citizen. You did that. He's not talking about you. He's talking about people who come into the country illegally, and now they come into the country illegally and they get free everything. They get free food. They get free housing. They get free bus tickets, plane tickets, everything for free. That's the problem. Not you, an immigrant who comes in this country and probably works and makes money and pays taxes and contributes. And she literally doesn't get it. She doesn't get it. And so in a way, actually, the illegal immigrant from Haiti with a 45 IQ is actually smarter than she is. Because the illegal immigrant from Haiti is like, oh, I can come here and get free stuff. Cool. Oh, I can go to the park and get a goose for a meal. Cool. She's like, I'm an immigrant. Why don't you like me? Nobody said anything about immigrants. So, all right, go back to that part because they only get dumber from there. Go ahead.
You're an odd case, but it's okay. We want you here. No, we want you here. We want you here. I mean, I'm not against closing the borders. I just think we should do it legally. Just like us Americans, we can't simply just go to different countries and claim citizenship, can we?
I mean,
the best country in the world, and we can't go anywhere and just say we're citizens.
I love America as well.
Honestly,
do you really think that Trump is the person to represent us? Like,
versus
really?
Kamala? Okay, so when between 2016 and 2020, we had no wars.
No wars.
What I'm talking about is, Russia invading Ukraine.
He was in Putin's back pocket. That's why we had
Russia invading Ukraine. Am I correct? Is there some going on in Palestine and Israel? Right.
Wait, I have a real question.
How
many wars nearly started because of Trump?
How many actions?
What does that even mean?
Like the U.S. doesn't control like world wars, man.
The U.S. doesn't control world wars, man. Says the college-educated liberal. The guy goes, there were no wars because Trump was in Putin's back pocket, then explain to me why Ukraine gets invaded by Russia when Obama is president and then again when Biden becomes president. If Trump is Putin's lapdog or in his back pocket, why does Russia invade Ukraine when Democrats are in office? So see, it really has reached this point in 2024. You're only voting for the Democrat if you are a low IQ or a low information voter. And every video you talk to a Democrat proves it. Every single time. And so that's what makes it so difficult for Trump tonight. He doesn't have to appeal to you in this audience. He doesn't have to appeal to me. Yeah. Well, you guys got that one together quick. In fact, Trump trying to appeal to you or I is like a bad strategy. Trump has to find a way to reach the low IQ, no information voter. That has to be his strategy tonight. A highly informed voter, a high IQ voter, is already going to vote for Donald Trump. So how does he reach the low IQ, low information voter like those clowns that you just saw in those videos? That's what makes it tough. And then you just have the psychotics, like this dude in clip 17. He sees two guys talking about Trump, and he starts to take a run at the guy. I think this guy's name is Francisco. We've featured a lot of his videos before. I think he's even been on the show. And he's sitting there talking about why they like Trump with this guy. And this like soy boy white liberal starts to take a charge at him. And Francisco doesn't even move. I mean, he's a pretty big guy. And he just like stands his ground. And then the soy boy liberal like realizes like, oh, I don't know. I made a bad choice here. And he just kind of stalks off. So here's the psychotic side of the liberal in clip 17.
Because he's the best for the country. Because he's the best for
Look at this weird guy. Yeah, he's never lifted a weight in his life.
They call us weird.
Are you really going to hit me? Are you really going to hit me? You want to go to jail for assault? You look like,
what's wrong with the Democrats?
You look like Thomas Crooks. You look like Thomas Crooks. You're crazy. You better get out of here before you get your ass kicked.
Wow.
What a psycho.
What's wrong with the Democrats?
That's your average viral white dude for Harris.
We got that on camera. Little soy boy.
Truly deranged psychotic, folks. I mean, that's a... It's really sad because that's a fellow American. I don't want my fellow American men to be soy boy retards. You know, I want my guys to be healthy and smart and strong. That's what I like. I don't want to go hang out with some brain dead liberal zombie soy boy. You slow motion that guy running. I mean, this guy looks like he's never ran in his life. This guy looks like, I mean, I don't know. That's weird, man. You want to talk about weird? What kind of liberal psychotic decides to make a run at somebody who would obviously beat his brains out? What kind of liberal psychotic decides to make a run at somebody when he doesn't even know how to run? I'm sure he's never been in a fight. I mean, what is that? Yeah. Yeah, that's straight up comedy right there. That's unintentional comedy in your pink shorts. In your pink shorts and flip-flops, bro. And you're going to take a run at a guy who could probably knock you out with one punch. And you look like you've never ran in your life before, and you've probably never thrown a punch or taken a punch. But you see that Trump flag, and you get big. You see that Trump flag, and all of a sudden, you're a hard man. You're a hardened man. And then the reality hits. Oh, yeah, I'm a fat slob retard. I better back down. So I guess he had one IQ point left to not get his block knocked off. Good God, this is what we're up against. Good God, this is what we're up against. No, the video to play would be when that psychotic guy poured coffee on Alex, and then he took off in a sprint. I mean, look at this guy, though. Yeah. That's your frontline soldier for a liberal right there. That's the guy on the front lines. What do you mean? No, he just doesn't know how to run. There's no... Man. Can you imagine if somebody like that was charging at you? I mean, honestly, I don't know. It would almost just be instinctual to just like, you know, just hit him with the quick shoulder. Just a... You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, here's the... Here's the Jones video. The Pumpkinhead runs the 40 in about 4.4 flat in the streets of Seattle. I mean, look at that goblin. That is a straight-up goblin walking the streets of Seattle. This is what we're up against. These are the frontline soldiers of the liberal army. But seriously, like, could you imagine, like, some liberal starts charging at you, and you know it's just... You just hit... Just a little... And it's lights out, baby. Crying to mommy. But no, that guy actually realized he got within a foot of Francisco, and he was like, oh, all right. That would be the end of my day. My boyfriend wouldn't be able to take me out for dinner tonight, so I better stop. All right. How about CNN realizing how insane Kamala Harris's policies are? You know what? I've gone long here, so we'll have to come back to this. You've got CNN host Erin Burnett, who's reading some of Kamala's policies, and she's like, really? She supports what? What do you think the most insane policy that Kamala Harris has voiced support for is? Now, here's the thing. Kamala just says whatever she needs to in the current moment. Like, I got this other video where she's like, yeah, we should have different laws for black people and white people. She just says it in the moment. She may believe that. She may not believe that. It doesn't matter. She's in the moment. The person she's speaking to, who's a black man, says, we need to have different laws. Yes, we do. Yeah, oh, yeah. Somebody says, you're an Indian woman, aren't you? Yes, I am. Yeah, well, yeah. Somebody says, you're a proud, strong black woman. I am. I'm a strong, proud black woman. Yeah. Somebody says, Kamala, you like collard greens? I love collard greens. Collard greens are great. Yeah, yeah. She goes into a spice shop. I love spice. Woo, we're making spices. How about that? How about you want a little spice in clip 13? How about some spicy Kamala, clip 13?
Are you ready to debate Donald Trump?
Yes, I am.
Yeah. Best part of debate prep for you? What's your favorite?
Being at the spice store, I finally got all of the debate prep to look at these spices. Best part of debate prep so far.
I'm looking at spices. This woman is so unserious. I'm just curious, and I really mean this. Would you eat food cooked by Kamala Harris? You know, because she tries to play this thing like she's a good cook. And then she says she makes collard greens in the bathtub, you know, where you wipe your ass. You know, where people sit in a pool of their own sweat. And she says she's going to make collard greens in the bathtub. I'm serious. Do you think Kamala Harris is actually a good cook? I'm really curious. Do you think Kamala Harris... Would you eat food prepared by Kamala Harris? Do you think she's a good cook? I will tell you this. I might be open-minded, but if Kamala serves me a plate of collard greens, I'm not touching them.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD Test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
Delving deep into the heart of globalist plans, it's Owen Schroyer.
All right, we got some great audience submissions for the What the Hell Is That, Aaron Swalwell. We're going to be presenting those coming up. Great job by the audience coming up with some brilliant ones here. We'll have a good laugh. We appreciate your continued support at InfoWarsStore.com. We will be live. We will be live all night long, as they say. Covering tonight's debate live and then doing reaction live as well. We look forward to being live with you here all night. Myself, the crew, Alex Jones, special guest appearances. So really looking forward to being here tonight covering this debate. Now, I got some other videos here that I teased coming up. Like, this is CNN host Erin Burnett stunned when she finds out what Kamala Harris supports. Now, you have to understand, Kamala Harris just is like a leaf in the wind. She just says whatever she has to say in the moment that sounds good, feels good, whatever. She doesn't have any real policies. She doesn't have any real political beliefs. She's been a phony since day one, since she was a quote-unquote fine woman that Willie Brown used to run around with, according to ABC News in 1995. But even the CNN host was stunned to find out what she supported. And this is public information in a questionnaire that we have, too, we'll show you. But listen to the CNN host stunned at what Kamala Harris supported in clip 18.
Tonight, Kamala Harris releasing details of her policy positions for the first time on her campaign website.
Oh, wow.
A K-File investigation has uncovered, meantime,
the
2019 questionnaire. And in this questionnaire, Harris laid out some much more liberal stances, among them on immigration. So in 2019, in what K-File found, she said she would cut funding to ICE, writing, quote, "Our immigrant detention system is out of control, and I believe we must end the unfair incarceration of thousands of individuals, families, and children. I was one of the first senators after President Trump was elected to advocate for a decrease in funding to ICE." Well, now, of course, she's touting the Biden administration's executive order to crack down on the border. K-File's Andrew Kaczynski joins me now. Andrew, that's pretty incredible on its own when you're talking about what you found here on ICE. What else did you find?
Yeah, and this was a questionnaire that she filled out for the ACLU. And this questionnaire is really an interesting snapshot in time of that 2019 Democratic primary. Kamala Harris was trying to get to the left of Bernie Sanders. She was trying to get to the left of Elizabeth Warren. And you really see that in a lot of these answers. And I want to walk our viewers through a little bit of what she said. Let's take immigration and look at what she said.
So in 2019, she's running for president. She's trying to go to the left of Warren and Sanders. Now, 2024, she doesn't even have to run. She just gets nominated. And she's trying to go to the right of Joe Biden. Because she's a phony. She's a fake. She's a fraud. She'll do anything for power, including if she needs to become a Hoover vacuum for Willie Harris. All right, go ahead. Or Willie Brown, excuse me.
She said on immigration, she made this open-ended pledge to end immigrant detention. She said she supported taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants. She also said she supported...
Taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained migrants.
For detained migrants.
She actually said she supported that.
She both wrote and answered in the affirmative when she was asked this.
Okay.
And she said
That's
she
good.
Also supported it.
That's good. Leave that on the screen.
Now, she also pledged to slash...
Can you believe it? Can you imagine you're running against Kamala Harris and her policy platform is taxpayer-funded gender transition surgeries for detained illegal migrants? First of all, the fact that that's even a policy is laughable. The fact that that's a serious policy for a presidential candidate means I'm living in the clown world. This is her official, printed, published statement. The question, as President Kamala Harris, will you use your executive authority to ensure that transgender and non-binary people who rely on the state for medical care, including those in prison and immigration detention, will have access to comprehensive treatment associated with gender transition, including all necessary surgical care? Harris's response, I support policies ensuring that federal prisoners and detainees are able to obtain medically necessary care for gender transition, including surgical care, while incarcerated or detained. This is a real policy. Kamala Harris supports you paying taxes so an illegal immigrant in jail can chop their dick and balls off or have plastic surgery to put breasts on their chest. That's an actual policy for Kamala Harris. She said it in an interview, and she printed it and published it in a questionnaire. I need to, somebody roll this up into a joint, because this is a freaking joke. I got to be high. I have to be high reading this. I got to be tripping balls that Kamala Harris, the presidential candidate, supports taxpayer-funded gender transition surgery for illegal immigrants and prisoners. Okay, that's where we're at then. So that's where we're at. All right. Good. Good. Kamala Harris apparently also thinks we need different laws for white people and black people, like she said in clip 8.
And we're talking about specifically something that happens to black people here in America. So we have to be specifically targeting to help those people. Because we put those people in a position, and everybody knows this.
Yeah.
Everybody understands the history of America.
That's right.
America, you did this to these people. You should write laws for these people. Don't group us in with everybody, because everybody didn't happen to everybody. But let's be fair. We plan from behind the eight ball. We way back there, 400 years back there. We're not asking God to give us nothing. We actually write the law. Those of us who are willing and able to do the work, we'll do the work.
That's right.
That's what we need.
That's right.
And she just sits there like a bobblehead. Yes, yes, that's right. Yes, yes. You could have said anything. And she just would have said, yeah, okay. By the way, you know, there was this incident on Sunday with a NFL football player, Tyreek Hill. Pretty popular. And he gets pulled over by the police, and this has just become a media phenomenon. And you know, it's one of those things where I sit here and observe this neutrally. Because I can actually do that. It seems like some people just literally cannot do it. And I remove myself from my politics or my opinions, and I just say, do we live in different worlds? What is going on here? So this NFL football player, I'm sure the crew can find the body cam footage. I didn't even bother sending it. It doesn't even matter. An NFL football player gets pulled over. We don't know the whole story of why he was pulled over, but, I mean, it sounds like he was probably, you know, driving criminally fast. And I don't know the laws in different states. In some states, 15 over, 20 over, double the speed limit, whatever. It can even be an arrestable offense. So he's driving fast. He's got his McLaren, a very fast car. And they probably pull him over for driving extremely fast. So he gets pulled over, and then he's being lippy with the police. They tell him 3 times to roll down his window. He refuses to do so. He has blacked out tinted windows, so they can't even see in the car. And then they say, okay, get out of the car. And then he won't get out of the car. And yeah, the police were way too aggressive. The police were like behaving like power tripping jerks and a-holes, for sure. 100%. But everybody was wrong in this case. And then I see the sports media like, oh my gosh, Tyreek is a victim. Oh my gosh, how dare the... Did we see the same video here?
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me and I've been in pain for 14 years, You guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combine it with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
Frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, mass ratings, vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are. And that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taking place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. The eugenicists over 100 years ago were very public about their plans. They financed major universities. They ran full-page stories and advertisements pushing their propaganda in the New York Times, other major newspapers, that the family as we know it is a bad thing and must be ended. And the first step in that is getting women out of the household and teaching women that cooking dinner and taking care of your sons and daughters and husbands is a bad thing. And I was just sitting here tonight making dinner for my daughter, my 4.5-year-old daughter. My wife makes dinner a lot of times, but I like to make it as well. I love to make breakfast. And literally, it's the funnest thing on earth to make food for your family and be nutritive and then all sit down together and have that communal event. And that's what the system is attacking and bombarding, is our normal biological actions are coming together. They really are sick, evil, scientific cult of filth that want to domesticate us and turn us into lab rats. We cannot let this continue.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
And it shows a full pretzel. I guess it's maybe a pretzel company, or I don't know, maybe it's a Philadelphia thing, these pretzels. But it shows a full-size pretzel for Harris, and then like a tiny, like, quarter of a pretzel for Trump. I mean, is anybody really fooled that Harris gets bigger crowds than Donald Trump? I mean, that's just a joke. But again, if you're a Democrat, you're such a low IQ voter, you don't even know. You're a no information voter. If you think Kamala Harris gets bigger crowds than Donald Trump, you are a no information voter. And again, notice how they haven't said a word of Kamala's crowd sizes in a month. She's done rallies. She's had events. They don't say anything about her crowd sizes. I wonder why. Because they're tiny. So, okay. Meanwhile, every rally Trump has is 10,000 plus. He just had one in Wisconsin, massive crowd. This one coming up in Butler, Pennsylvania, will probably be like 40,000. And they won't show the crowd size, but it's just, it's all propaganda. It's all lies. All right. Our debate coverage is about to start. The debate, we're closing in on just a couple hours here. InfoWars is going to be live all night. Alex Jones, myself, and crew. We got some other videos here we're going to try to get out, some other news stories. But, you know, we did something today we haven't done in a while, and we took some user submissions thanks to Eric Swalwell and his hilarious meme magic. He gave us a new meme platform. And so we've got some fresh ones here. And, guys, you'll just kind of, I guess, have to work with me here. We just got these submitted in. Let's start first with Mega Devil Dog. Can we do it like that, guys? Okay. This is from MAGA Devil Dog, his submission, the new Eric Swalwell meme.
What in the hell is this? My God.
Let's loop them, because they're short. Let's loop them. Let's loop them. Here we go.
What in the hell is this? My God. What in the hell is this? My God.
Okay.
What in the hell is this?
That is solid from MAGA Devil Dog on X. Well done, guys. All right. This one is just a picture here from Rad _ on X. What in the hell is this? And it's Tampon Tim. Boys need tampons too. I really hope. See, again, the no information voter doesn't know about this. That Tim Walz thinks that little boys need tampons. I hope J.D. Vance or a moderator asks in a vice president debate, Tim Walz, where does the tampon go in the male body? Have you personally shown little boys where to put a tampon in their own body, Tim? So there's the Rad on X submission, Tampon Tim. Who wants to put tampons in boys? I don't know his plan for that. This is from L. Brandino Martinez. This one's just a picture as well. And it's Eric Swalwell. What in the hell is that? It's Alex Jones, the gay frog. It's Alex Jones, the gay frog, drinking the atrazine. So that's from L. Brandino Martinez, the new meme platform here. Oh, it's a second submission. That's a, hey, what do they call this monkey? Folks, they have a monkey. Is it really rainbow butt monkey? I know it's something crazy. Or rainbow dildo monkey? Folks, I think that's what it's actually called. Well, whatever. There's a furry. A furry is like a sex kink where they like wear a mascot thing. And, there's this furry that does drag queen story time for kids, and it's rainbow butt plug dildo monkey. I'm not even kidding you. And this guy dresses up as a gay monkey and has a dildo and fake breasts, and then goes reads to kids because, you know, that's good. There should have been a couple others, guys. I think we got a little mix up here. All right. All right, let's just go to the videos. Just put them on the screen. I don't have them in front of me, so let's just do it that way. Just go ahead and put them on the screen.
What in the hell is this? What in the hell is this?
All right, is that their work?
What in the hell is this?
Okay, I don't know what's going on. That's from Publius. Is that, oh, okay, because they were taking our stream. Okay, I see what they did, because we were reversing it, and so they're just kind of, all right, let's, all right, that would be good, but it needs to be fixed there with the strange rewind. All right, do we have another one? I think there's a couple more here. Let's, if we don't have it ready, I'm just going to move on.
This.
Oh.
What did you do?
What in the hell is this?
Why'd you kill the cat?
Go like this. Did you eat that cat? Did you eat it?
What in the hell is this?
Did you see her eating it? She was eating it?
Yeah, she was.
What in the hell is this?
Car crash. They don't know how to drive. They don't even need to get a driver's license. They're more important than an American citizen.
What
they don't have the same rule.
What the hell is this?
I think that's him cooking a cat.
Oh, nice.
fine Haitian cuisine. That was actually
what
in Europe.
What in the hell is this?
A bombshell new report says a suspected Chinese spy targeted California politicians. One of her biggest targets was Bay Area Representative Eric Swalwell.
What in the hell is this?
That's your Democrat Party ticket.
What in the hell is this?
I can imagine what can be and be unburdened by what has been. Well, what can be unburdened by what has been?
So there you go. That was Rob's submission. I think we had a couple other submissions, but we just got them in late, and so I don't know if we'll be able to put them up. You know what? We'll have to get to some of these later. We got Kamala Harris and Democrats calling for mandatory gun confiscation. Even liberals are starting to realize how stupid that is when you have criminal gangs coming in and robbing people and kidnapping people with guns. Well, golly gee, I mean, we need to pass gun control legislation. We need to pass common sense gun control legislation. And so you need to have your gun in a safe and your ammo in a different safe and your magazines in a different safe. Oh, sweet. So when the Venezuelan gang comes to rob my house at gunpoint and kidnap my children, I'll just ask them for a second so I can go get my gun out of the safe and then assemble it and get the ammo and everything. And I'm sure they'll oblige. Because that's common sense gun control, according to a liberal Democrat. That's what they do. So we'll have to save that. And we got a bunch of other stuff. But our coverage of the debate is going to begin here shortly. We are 2 hours from the debate in Philadelphia. Kamala Harris agreed to one debate. Donald Trump agreed to three. Kamala Harris chickened out. She's a coward and a fraud. And she knows the more she talks, the more she's on video, the more she's seen by the American people, the worse she looks. So the Democrat strategy is to hide her and keep her out of the public eye and shut her up because she is not very smart. But she's going to be forced to talk for 90 minutes tonight. Now, she's not allowed to have notes, so that's going to throw her off, but I'm sure she got the questions in advance. So she'll definitely have an edge. I suspect one of the moderators will be very favorable. The other, David Muir, might be neutral. So before we go, guys, listen to this, though, because liberals are pissed. Friends alum Adam Goldberg slams the show for its insane lack of diversity, incredibly unrealistic. Friends. Now, I was no fan of Friends, but I'm pretty sure Friends was like maybe the top grossing TV show of all time. Definitely top five most popular shows, but it was bad because it was too white. I see. Good call, liberals. You'll just never stop liberaling, will you?
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. Get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.